Americans have enjoyed some extra jingle in their pocket. That, too, is about to disappear. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 7th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, a Disney heiress says that corporate CEOs are simply paid too much. Amazon said to be cutting off suppliers, and that has some folks in a panic. Philly is taking a stand against cashless stores.
Really?
With us today in studio is Maureen Berger, and she'll be addressing an issue that people surveyed say they fear more than death. What is it? Getting up in front of people and giving a presentation. Today, tips to make it less stressful, but more importantly, tips to make your presentation more believable, which helps you connect with your audience. But first, let's check out the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me there as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, if there's one thing we can point to that has allowed Americans to have a little bit more money in their pocket, it's the low cost of gasoline. Gas has been hovering around the $2 and change mark for months, but experts say that's about to change, and that will make a difference on the economy. The national average price of gas has jumped 17 cents in the past month to $2.45 a gallon, that according to AAA. And that figure is likely to increase by another 15 to 25 cents in the coming weeks, that according to fuel tracking app GasBuddy. So the question is, could the U.S. come close to an average of $3 a gallon as the summer travel season approaches? Well, last year, according to GasBuddy, prices topped out at $2.98 a gallon, and that was on May 25th. The company says maybe it'll get that high, but did offer the fact that we should see rising prices over just the next several months before it evens out again. In recent weeks, national increases have occurred as fuel refineries begin annual maintenance projects typically timed for this spring. As the refineries shift to costlier summer blends of gasoline, prices do usually increase. According to AAA, prices remain at relatively low levels, historically anyway. Last year, prices were 8 cents higher at this time of the year. To put all of that into perspective, we were paying, on average, $4.11 a gallon back on July 17th of 2008. Now you know. Heiress Abigail Disney thinks corporate America is being paid too much. The granddaughter of Roy Disney, co-founder of the Walt Disney Company with brother Walt Disney, says that she thinks CEOs in general are being paid far too much. Well, that's what she said anyway today on CNBC. Disney refused to comment on whether she thinks Disney CEO Bob Iger is paid too much, but she did say, if you're a CEO salary and you're at 7, 6, or 500 times your median worker's pay, there's nobody on earth. Jesus Christ himself isn't worth 500 times his median worker's pay. End quote. So what brought all of this up? Well, yesterday, Iger agreed to a new compensation contract that cut his maximum potential annual pay by $13.5 million. He was awarded $65.6 million for his performance last fiscal year. This year, however, the company eliminated a $500,000 boost to his base salary, keeping it at $3 million. It's also cut his potential cash bonus from $20 million to $12 million and reduced his long-term incentive pay from $25 million to $20 million. Disney, by the way, has long been a proponent for lowering executive paychecks and taxing the rich more. Wow, how about that? Abigail Disney says, yeah, 500 times? Even Jesus Christ isn't worth 500 times the median worker's salary. Well, it's Thursday, so might there be an Amazon story lurking somewhere? Let's see. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, there is. Amazon has abruptly stopped buying products from many of its wholesalers, and that has caused a widespread panic. The company is encouraging vendors to instead sell directly to consumers on its marketplace. Amazon makes more money that way by offloading the cost of purchasing, storing, and shipping products. Meanwhile, Amazon can charge suppliers for those services and take a commission on each transaction, which, by the way, is much less risky than buying goods outright. The fact that Amazon is determined to boost profits, even if that means disrupting relationships with longtime suppliers, does give one pause. I mean, for one, think about this for just a minute. Nobody's really talking about those logistics. You know, that old issue, pack and ship, and maybe they'll get that figured out. Sure, they will. You know, when change happens, sometimes it's such a disruption that government bodies come up with ways to curb that disruption. That happened when the automobile came out. I'm not making this up. That also happened when the bicycle was introduced here in the United States. Now, really, hat makers proposed a law that said all people would have to buy at least two hats a year because they weren't buying the finer hats, they were buying cheaper caps, and that was putting a dent in their business. How'd I learn that? Jason Pfeiffer from Entrepreneur Magazine shared that tidbit with me just yesterday. I think it's a great story, by the way. So yeah, we fight change sometimes by proposing laws, and that's exactly what happened in the city of Brotherly Love. Philadelphia is the first major U.S. city to ban cashless stores, placing it at the forefront of a debate that pits retail innovation against lawmakers trying to protect all citizens' access to the marketplace. Now, starting in July, Philadelphia's new law will require most retail stores to accept cash. A New York City councilman is pushing similar legislation there, and New Jersey's legislature recently passed a bill banning cashless stores statewide. Massachusetts has gone the furthest on the issue and is the only state in the union that requires retailers to accept cash. The measures seek to blunt a trend that could rapidly accelerate thanks to Amazon's power to shape nationwide retail trends. All of this represents an attempt, anyway, to strike a balance between equity for lower-income consumers and then the merchants who are eager to embrace technological advances. The argument is that lower-income individuals do not have access to credit cards and debit cards or other cashless forms of payment. Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation, which represents the retail industry, opposes the new Philadelphia law and proposals like it, saying businesses should be able to choose which payment methods to accept. The measure is also opposed by the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia and the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. Meanwhile, the city's Commission on Human Relations and a number of community groups do support it. Will it stick? Stay tuned. Well, stocks fell today after the European Central Bank slashed its economic growth forecast for 2019 and announced a new round of stimulus to help banks in the region. And that, well, that stoked worries over the global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 200 points lower today at 25,473 as shares of Caterpillar and Walgreens bow by the third day. Walgreens has been taking a hit. Those stocks did lag today. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% to 2,748, led south by declines in the financials and consumer discretionary sectors. The NASDAQ Composite dropped by 1.1% to 7,421. The indexes, of course, posted their fourth consecutive loss today. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Citigroup all fell by about 1%. The European Central Bank announcements come as there is lingering concerns over a possible economic slowdown across the globe. The Bank of Canada said yesterday there was increased uncertainty around futures rate hikes, while Australia's fourth quarter GDP had expanded at a pace of just 0.2%. Meanwhile, the dollar surged against a basket of currencies, trading 0.8% higher at 97.70. Against the euro, the greenback traded 1.1% higher. Gold was off by $1.50 to trade at $1,286.10 an ounce, while oil gained 20 cents to end the day at $56.42 a barrel. The 10-year T-note, that dipped again today, paying 2.64%. When we come back, I'll be joined by Maureen Berger. We're going to be talking about something that most people surveyed fear more than death. What is it? Getting up in front of people and giving a presentation. We'll be talking about tips and ways to make your presentation less scary, more impactful, and more importantly, getting it right. Maureen Berger from Tarot International is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.